Welcome to the Industrial Internet Consortium podcast on securing the industrial internet. I'm your host, Bill Hoffman, president of the Industrial Internet Consortium. Our mission is to coordinate a vast ecosystem of initiatives to connect and integrate objects with people, processes, and data using common architectures, interoperability, and open standards. So how important is security to the industrial internet? Without question, there are threats. Without proper security, industrial systems are not trustworthy, putting organizations and even the greater public at increased risk. To understand how the IIC members are addressing the growing and ever-changing threats that are emerging, we turn to the co-chairs of the IIC Security Working Group and co-authors of the IIC Security Framework. With me on this podcast, I have Dr. Jesus Molina of Fujitsu. Jesus, would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Jesus Molina. I'm a consultant for Fujitsu. I am one of the co-chairs with Sven Mohamed at the Industrial Internet Consortium. And my involvement in the IIoT is to evaluate for Fujitsu different technologies and how can we protect them.
Also, Sven Schrecker is here from Intel. Sven?
My name is Sven Schrecker. I'm the chief architect for IoT security solutions at Intel. So we build product, we build strategy, we share it with the IIC, and then bring it back down and implement what we learn at the IIC. It's literally what I do all day long.
And finally, Hamed Sarouche from Real Time Innovations in Sunnyvale, California.
My name is Hamed Sarouche. I'm a senior security research engineer with Real Time Innovations, RTI. We look at secure communications in many critical, safety-critical applications within the IIoT based on open standards.
So as co-chairs of the IIC Security Working Group, can you explain the motivation behind forming this group and what the goals are? Sven?
So it was interesting. The IIC was formed about 2 years ago by the five founding members. And the idea was to come out with innovative new technologies for industrial internet. And they immediately recognized that one of the major issues in industrial will be security.
So you're saying that companies can use the security framework as a checklist to evaluate existing security capabilities, or perhaps a blueprint for improvements?
Yeah, absolutely. We have an understanding of the security needs within industrial space, and we have test beds that are being set up to demonstrate the industrial capabilities securely. So what we need is a framework to demonstrate how these things should be done. So the Industrial Internet Consortium Security Working Group is writing a security framework for exactly that reason.
Obviously, there have been a lot to take into consideration. The security framework is not only academic, but needs to be demonstrated in practice as well. So let's back up for a minute and talk about these IIC testbeds you just mentioned. As part of the IIC's testbed ecosystem, which now numbers over 20 testbeds, you've obviously got tremendous learning opportunities. Hamed, can you comment on future plans for security within testbeds?
One of the major differences that IIC has is the fact that they're putting in practice what the guidance documents are basically saying. We're looking into methodologies for not only just evaluating security at one point in time, but have a consistent way of evaluating security in these testbeds as they progress, as they mature, and as they become more complex.
Jesus, would you like to add anything?
Our concern here at the Industrial Internet Consortium is to be able to develop security which transcends what was before. It's creating an evolution of security that understands the risk that entails all the systems that before were not connected and now they are connected.
This sounds like you were referring to integration and securing of existing industrial systems. So by that you mean integration of older plants and legacy systems, brownfield systems and greenfield systems, things of that nature?
In many cases, we can't just invent new technology and rip out what's there and put in something more secure. So we had to come up with strategies for how that would actually work for us.
One way to do that, and that's one of the differences we have here at the Industrial Internet Consortium and the power we have, is that we actually implement testbeds. We implement evaluation systems that we can test all these new security features.
Perhaps this is a good place to introduce the distinguishing aspects of Industrial Internet of Things, IIoT, systems, and how they differ from both information technology, IT systems, and operational technology, OT systems. I've heard comments that this means not only the blending of the two technologies, but also their cultures. Hamed, can you comment on this?
One of the main concerns is that, before getting into the technicalities, is we really need a common language to bring OT folks and IT folks together. OT folks mostly think about safety and reliable operation of their systems. Issues like confidentiality or data security has not been traditionally a concern. With IT side, data and security of data protection of data has been the main concern, and they have not been thinking about safety issues. So one of the challenges that we have in integration of IT and OT is for both of these groups to understand the risks that each of them are trying to address.
So what you're saying is that there are multiple key system characteristics, and each has different importance to the different cultures and in different systems. Sven, being a systems architect, how do you see these system characteristics?
Within the security framework, what we're demonstrating is that there are a number of different ways to put security solutions together. But you really cannot invent new security solutions. There are already constraints in place. So industrial generally has a legacy history behind it. So in the past, the concerns were safety and reliability. Okay, so over time, resiliency has made its way through. But now we're adding security. And then there are the privacy concerns. This starts to get very complicated, and you do not have the leeway to put in the latest, greatest, and just replace everything there with the most secure solution. So there's this balance across these five, what we call key system characteristics, between the security, the safety, the reliability, the resilience, and the privacy, where somewhere in there, there is a security solution that will fit, but we need to understand what that is. And that's why those test beds become so valuable, because it is certainly not a one-size-fits-all. All the components at the edge, they're different. There are different security solutions that have to apply. But on the backside, they all need to look the same so that you can monitor and manage them from the security perspective equally. So we need to come up with a security solution that is non-invasive, that maps to an existing business process, and yet sits above it so we can manage it independently as a security layer. And that is what we lay out in the security framework document. And those are the kind of things that we discuss within the security framework document.
Okay, to recap, businesses are at risk. Without proper security, IoT systems are not trustworthy, putting organizations, their missions, and the greater public at increased risk. The IISF is a comprehensive document developed by international security experts from the IIC, which provides security guidance, practical techniques for implementation, and through testbeds, collaboration, and liaisons with key security organizations, drives industry change. And there you have it. If you're interested in additional information on the Industrial Internet Security Framework or the IIC's collaborative process, there are a number of blogs available and a white paper outlining the business case for securing the industrial internet. Of course, the entire security framework document is also now available. All this information is open and freely available to the public on the IIC website at www.iiconsortium.org. I'm Bill Hoffman, and this podcast has been hosted and sponsored by the Industrial Internet Consortium.